cases of the severe respiratory illness known as Enterovirus 68 have been confirmed in the Midwest, including Missouri and Illinois, although nothing is yet confirmed in Michigan. Dr. Matt Davis is the state's chief medical executive, and he joins us now. So, doctor, nothing confirmed in Michigan at this point?
That's right, Cindy. We don't have any confirmed cases of Enterovirus 68 among folks in our state. However, over the past weekend, we did notice an uptick in the numbers of cases of children between the ages of 5 and 17 showing up at emergency rooms across the state with breathing troubles. Those numbers were several hundred cases per day higher than we typically see at the beginning of September.
To what do you attribute that, doctor?
It's certainly possible that we may already be seeing Enterovirus 68 activity in Michigan, but it's not routine to do swabs that would be testing for the different runny noses or the cough type of secretions that these kids might have. Because it's not routine, it wouldn't necessarily be something that we would detect as Enterovirus 68.
Are the alarm bells ringing when you see such an uptick in admissions and being treated for these respiratory problems?
Certainly we're on alert, and what the Michigan Department of Community Health has done this week, given the uptick in cases over the weekend and given the news from Illinois and Missouri, is to say to our hospitals across the state, let's go ahead and be more vigilant about doing these swabs and see whether we can detect the cases here in our state. What that will do is help the healthcare providers across the state know what's going on in our communities and also allow us to track this outbreak in our communities and know when we don't any longer need to be on alert for this problem.
Now, what we've seen in the news stories and the headlines from other states is that these cases are not only they are unusually severe, they can develop and progress very quickly, can't they?
They can present quickly, and what has been the hallmark of this so far when it comes to Enterovirus 68 is that the actual symptoms of the cold don't actually look that severe. In fact, less than one out of five kids has actually even had a fever with these symptoms. So it doesn't look as serious in terms of the viral illness as, for example, flu does. But the problem has been that kids have had a lot more breathing troubles than you'd expect for the relatively mild symptoms of the illness. And that is what has concerned parents and providers alike.
What's your advice to parents listening about either protecting their children and also being alert for when it's time to call the doctor?
Well, there's the prevention type of approach, and also there's the awareness part of the story. So in terms of prevention, what I've been recommending to my patients, because I'm a primary care pediatrician at the University of Michigan and Mott Children's Hospital, is to use the sort of approaches that we use to help keep each other safe during flu season. What that means is being extra aware of how important it is to wash our hands with soap and water regularly or use hand sanitizer, to avoid touching common surfaces like doorknobs that can be an easy way to spread germs, and also to cover our coughs and sneezes to prevent this virus from spreading from person to person. That's on the prevention side. When it comes to being aware of symptoms, certainly colds can be regular colds and not Enterovirus 68. So really the key thing to watch out for here is trouble breathing. We know that Enterovirus 68 in Illinois and Missouri was particularly hard for kids with a history of asthma, but we also know that in about a third of cases, the parents say that these kids who were affected didn't even have a history of asthma. So anytime a parent sees wheezing or difficulty breathing or extended periods of coughing, that's a time to give your doctor a call and talk about whether your child needs to be evaluated.
Dr. Matt Davis is the state's chief medical executive. Thank you so much for talking with us, Dr. Davis.
Thanks for having me.